This is the Hasidic Story Project with Barak Holman, podcasting from Jerusalem, Israel. This podcast is sponsored by listeners just like you. To become a supporter of this podcast, please go to HasidicStory.com. HASIDIC Story.com.
You'll never know. You'll never know. Shalom Aleichem, my sweetest friends. It's such a pleasure to be back in my office recording stories again. I hope everybody had a beautiful Pesach, beautiful Seudat Mashiach. And so before we begin this week's episode, I want to dedicate this episode to the continued success, Be'ezrat Hashem, of our soldiers in battle wherever they are, the returning of all the hostages, healthy, whole, and complete, the refuah shlema, the full recovery of everybody who's been injured or is sick, the comforting of those that lost loved ones, in the continued unity of the Jewish people wherever they are, Be'ezrat Hashem. This week I have two stories for you, two stories of faith in tzaddikim, and two stories of different types of matzah. As you know, on Seder night, we have two types of matzah. The Zohar states that matzah is both the bread of faith and the bread of healing, and in this week's stories, we're going to experience both types of matzah. So the first story is a story about the Baba Sali, and even though I was saving the story for the Baba Sali's yard site, I'll give you a little background in how I choose the stories. I have literally hundreds of stories piled up waiting here in my office, and I go through them. And if I have one somewhere in the back of my mind, I try to find that story and record that one. And for some reason during Pesach, this was the story that I kept thinking about. This is a story told by Rabbi Baruch Abuchatzera, who was one of the sons of the Baba Sali. In 1923, the Baba Sali came to the land of Israel and went to Sfat in the north, the holy city, to make inquiries about Talmidei Chachamim, Torah scholars that needed tzedakah, that needed money to support themselves or help themselves. And the Baba Sali was going around and he was told that there was a rabbi whose name was Tzion Cohen, and he was a great Talmid Chacham, great Torah scholar, and he was already an elderly man. And unfortunately, he'd become physically disabled and didn't have any way of supporting himself. His wife and all of his children, Rachmana Litzlan, Hashem should have compassion on us, had passed away in the terrible famines during World War I, and he was left alone in this world. And on top of that, he was partially paralyzed, and even just trying to get out of bed and do anything was extremely difficult and painful for this sick old man. And so the Baba Sali goes to the tiny run-down room of Rabbi Tzion, and it's so moldy and dark, there's no light coming into the room. And it was only 4 amot by 4 amot, which is 2 meters by 2 meters, just like a tiny little closet, the size of a small bathroom. And he sees this old man laying there, helplessly in bed, unable to move. And if it wasn't for the generosity of the people who came to Sfat to give tzedakah, and the people that came to feed him regularly, he wouldn't be alive at all. And so the Baba Sali introduced himself. He said he was there to give some tzedakah to Torah scholars. And he gave this rabbi a substantial sum of money from the amount of money that he had brought over with him from Morocco. And then he was going to give him a bracha, a blessing, for a speedy recovery, intending to leave immediately afterwards. And he said, "You should have a refuah shlema, speedy recovery." But the old, sick rabbi, he turns to the Baba Sali and he says, "Rebbe, please, give me a complete blessing." And the Baba Sali looks at this old man, half paralyzed, laying in bed, this run-down room. And he says, "Elderly scholar, what blessing do you want me to give you? What do you mean a complete blessing? I gave you a blessing that you should be healed." And the old man says, "Rebbe, please, give me a blessing that I should not only merit to heal from my sickness, but that I should merit to marry and bear children in order that I may leave offspring in my memory in this world." And the Baba Sali is looking at this old man laying in bed. And he says, "I'm very sorry, my sweetest friend, but I think your request is beyond the ways of nature, that a man who is sick, in bed, paralyzed, in his 70s, with no money, should marry and have children? How can I ask Hashem for such a thing?" But Rabbi Tzion, he looked at the Baba Sali and he said, "Do you really believe that Hashem is limited? That Hashem can't do anything?" And then Rabbi Tzion said, "Rebbe, I have total faith in Hashem that you are a true tzaddik, and that if I ask you to bless me and you bless me, Hashem can make it happen." And now the Baba Sali looks at the old rabbi and he says, "Do you really have total faith in the tzaddikim, in an HaKadosh Baruch Hu?" And the sick man laying in bed, he says, "Yes, I do. Otherwise, I would never ask you to give me a blessing that I didn't believe could come true. The Baba Sali believed the old man, and so he blessed him not only to be healthy, but to get married and to have children. And 10 years passed. It was now 1932, and the Baba Sali once again came back to the land of Israel. And when he arrived in Tzfat, he suddenly remembered the old, sickly rabbi who he had blessed. And he was very curious to see what had happened with him. So he started asking around, does anyone know Rabbi Tzion Cohen? And one of the prominent rabbis of Tzfat points to this fine mansion and says to the Baba Sali, that's his house over there. And to the Baba Sali's amazement, when he gets there, who does he see sitting on this huge porch on an elegant couch, dressed in the finest clothes? None other than Rabbi Tzion Cohen. And what else did the Baba Sali see? Two young boys playing around on the porch. When the Baba Sali approached and Rabbi Tzion saw him, he stood up out of respect and he calls out to the servants, please quickly bring refreshments to my dear friend here, the rabbi. And they bring him some tea and some cookies, and they're sitting there on the porch in this magnificent home. And the Baba Sali says, my sweetest friend, you have to tell me what happened. And Rabbi Tzion says, you see, great tzaddik, you blessed me. And not long after you left, a wealthy widow from South America came to Tzfat. She came with her 17-year-old daughter. And she started asking the rabbis of Tzfat where she could give tzedakah. And they pointed her to my poor, run-down home. And when she saw the state that I was living in, the mold on the walls, the dark room, that I couldn't move, she took such pity on me. She ordered that her servants remove all the furniture from my tiny room, paint the walls, break a wall to put in a window. And she purchased new bed and linen for me. And she covered all the costs, personally supervising that all of her orders were done precisely as she had instructed. And she only spoke Spanish.
Hola!
So she had an interpreter speaking to me in Hebrew and to her in Spanish. And it was a miracle, Rabbi. Within a few days, my little room was turned into a little palace. But Rabbi, that's not the end of the story. This holy woman decided to stay in Tzfat instead of going back to South America in order to take care of me. And when the interpreter told me of her decision, I said, God forbid. First of all, I don't want you to stay here. I want you to go back home and live your life. But the woman was adamant. She told the interpreter she's not going anywhere. And then I said, well, there's a problem because she can't be in my room with me. That would be violating the prohibition of Yichud, being alone in seclusion with a woman other than one's wife or mother, or grandmother, or sister. And when the interpreter told the wealthy widow, she said, I want to stay here and take care of you. What can I do so that I will be permitted to stay here and take care of you? And the interpreter answered, the only way for Madame, the widow, to stay is to marry Rabbi Tzion according to the Jewish law. And right away she said, then I want to marry him. And Rabbi Tzion is laying there in bed. And he said, I can't allow you to marry me. Look at the state that I'm in. It's not fair to you. But when the local rabbis heard that this wealthy widow wanted to marry the paralyzed old sick man and he was refusing, they told him, if you don't get married to her, we'll announce a prohibition against helping you any further. So when Rabbi Tzion saw that he had no choice, he decided to be a little chutzpahdik, to be a little outrageous in his request. He said, if you really want to help me, then allow me to marry your daughter. And the widow and everyone else was shocked that this old man had the chutzpah to ask to marry her daughter. And the widow said, it's not my decision to make. My daughter will have to decide for herself. And at that point, the daughter was brought in and told of the entire conversation, as well as the firm belief that Rabbi Tzion wanted to have children. And she was asked whether she would be willing to marry an old sick man. And everyone assumed that she was going to say no, and this would be the end of the story. But she says, I will do whatever my mother says. If my mother agrees, then I'm 100% ready to marry you. It would be my greatest honor and privilege and merit to be married to such an important Torah scholar as you, Rabbi Tzion, and to bear your children. Simply because of your faith in Hashem, I would be willing to do it. And so Rabbi Tzion turns to the Baba Sali, and he says they immediately rented this house, and the best medical care was brought in. And thank God, I fully recovered from my illness. But that's not the end of the miracles, because Rebbe, your blessing came to be true. You see those two children running around? Those are my two sons, And you know, Rabbi, all of these blessings came true because of my faith in Hashem and my faith in the tzaddikim, my faith that Hashem could do something that seemed beyond nature. But I knew that if you gave me a blessing and I believed in it, that Hashem could make anything happen, even make an old sick man, the father of two children, the husband to a young woman. And then Rabbi Tzion says to the Baba Sali, so from now on, never doubt. When somebody asks you for a blessing, unless you see there's some reason in heaven not to give them the blessing, you give the blessing and you let Hashem figure the rest out.
Hi, good Shabbos, good Shabbos, good Shabbos.
I have one more story for you. This took place in the early 1940s, where Rabbi Shmariyahu Guari of blessed memory, who was married to the oldest of the three daughters of the sixth Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Rebbe Rayatz. The Rebbe Rayatz had sent his son-in-law on a mission to Toronto in order to collect money for the Chabad Yeshiva. And when Rabbi Guari arrived, there was a huge blizzard in Toronto. And the snow had buried practically everything. And since there was no transportation available, he went and stayed in a nearby hotel. And there were a number of Lubavitcher Hasidim and other admirers of the Lubavitcher Rebbe who found their way to the hotel in order to meet the son-in-law of the Rebbe Rayatz. And one of the people that came was a local rabbi who was one of the Torah scholars in Toronto. And he told Rabbi Guari of his great respect for the Rebbe Rayatz. And he said, I'll tell you a story that explains why I'm such an admirer of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. He said, not long ago, one of the members of our shul, a wealthy man, became very sick. It actually happened in shul on Shabbos. He was being called up for an aliyah. And on his way up to the bima, he suffered a stroke, chas v'shalom, God forbid. An ambulance, of course, was called right away. And he was taken quickly to the hospital. And as soon as Shabbos was over, I went to visit him in the hospital. And when I arrived at the floor, I saw the family members lined up in a row in the hallway next to the patient's room. And they told me that he was in very bad shape. One of his legs was paralyzed, and he was almost unable to speak. And everyone was very sad and depressed because, in addition to this tragedy, this man's son was supposed to be getting married just a few days from then. But now they had to postpone the wedding because the father had a stroke. And the family warned me not to go into the room. However, when the wealthy Jew heard my voice, he said to his nurse to call me and bring me in. And as soon as I came in, he says to me, I heard that the Lubavitcher Rebbe now lives in the United States. And I told him it's true. He came in 1940. So the wealthy man who just had a stroke, he says, please, Rabbi, write to him on my behalf and ask him how I can be healed and how I can regain my health. And of course, the rabbi said he agreed. As soon as he got home, he sent an urgent telegram to the Rebbe's office. And the answer arrived very quickly, also by express telegram, instructing the rabbi to go back to the hospital and tell the wealthy Jew that Lubavitch's Tomchei Tmimi Meshiva was going to be established in Montreal and that he should donate $1,000 to the yeshiva because tzedakah saves from death. Tzedakah metzila mimavet. And why specifically $1,000? The Rebbe said, because the angel of 100 is incomparable to the angel of 1,000. And in this merit, the Rebbe said, the wealthy Jew will have a full recovery and regain full use of his legs. So the rabbi ran back to the hospital with a telegram in his hand, and all the relatives were sitting there in the hallway, sad and depressed. And when the wealthy Jew who had the stroke, his wife, he saw the rabbi, she said, what, you got an answer from the Rebbe already? The rabbi said, yes, this is what the Rebbe said. And her brother, who had also come to visit, he overheard this and he said, he's not even dead yet. And people are trying to squeeze money out of him. You know how these religious Jews are. But the rabbi said, I pretended like I didn't hear his sarcastic comment. And I went straight inside to my congregant, the wealthy Jew. And I told him what the Rebbe had said, what I had written to the Rebbe, what the Rebbe had answered. And then I read him the Rebbe's letter. And when I finished, he turned to his son, who had been standing next to his bed the whole time, and he said,
Son, I want to live. Please take $1,000. Deliver it in person to Montreal. Do whoever the rabbi tells you.
And so the son, the one whose wedding was being postponed, he did exactly as his father said, without any hesitation, delivered the $1,000 to the Chabad rabbi that was opening the yeshiva in Montreal. And a few days later, a doctor in the hospital, who was known to be the leading specialist in this particular problem, came to examine the wealthy Jew who had had the stroke, and everyone was asked to clear the room for him, and he remained with the sick, bedridden man for a very long time. And when he came out to address the family, his face was red with anger, and he went over to the wife and the son, who had been in the hospital literally 24 hours a day since their father and husband came in. And the doctor says, "Who gave you permission to bring an outside doctor and to start a treatment on him? And without informing me, this is outrageous. This is unacceptable." And the family is looking at one another, and then they look back at the doctor and they say, "Doctor, please, we don't know what you're talking about. We didn't bring in any external doctor. We haven't consulted with anyone or done any extra treatment. We don't know what you're talking about." And the doctor calmed down and he said, "If that's really true, then a miracle has happened here, because I am one of the world's specialists in this problem. And the patient's condition has changed so much. There are no signs of any illness at all. And I can't understand it. I would say give him a few more hours. And if he's still in the same state, he can go home today." And that's exactly what happened. Shortly after, he was released. And although he needed some crutches at first to walk, within a few days, he was able to return the crutches. And he had a full recovery. Just like the Rebbe had said, the next week, his son's wedding was celebrated with great joy as the father miraculously danced at his son's wedding. And that was all in the merit of his faith in the Rebbe, in his action in giving the tzedakah in order to create a conduit for Hashem to send him the shefa, the abundance that was just waiting for him in heaven, and to heal the wealthy Jew. And the rabbi said, "And so that's why I'm here, to meet you, Rabbi Guari, the son-in-law of the Rebbe Rayatz, to send the Rebbe my deepest respect and regards, because Hashem makes very few tzaddikim like the Lubavitcher Rebbe." Thank you so much for listening, as always, my sweetest friends. It was such a pleasure to record the stories this week and get back to recording and being in my regular routine. I want to thank all of the supporters of the podcast, the regular contributors, the one-time contributors, and specifically I want to thank the Levitansky kids, Yosef Yitzchak and Sarah Nechama, who listen to the podcast regularly. Thank you for being such loyal listeners. And to all the kids, also my children, of course, my son Levi Yitzchak and Eliana and everyone else that listens. Thank you for listening, my friends. Thank you for sharing. And keep on sharing and keep on listening and keep on dancing and keep on singing until Be'ezat Hashem, we see the great light of Mashiach coming, and then we'll know what true faith in Hashem really is. Thank you again, my sweetest friends. Until next week, Sei gesund.
Uh-oh.
Hola.